Mr. Chair, members, just to note, earlier this evening when he showed up, there was a legal-sized spreadsheet that had been handed out, and I observed that I had inadvertently not included the totals for the bill, and so there's a new spreadsheet that is available that added that information to the sheet. This just summarizes the individual spreadsheets that were brought forward earlier, late last week, as the articles were being adopted. The net impact of the bill in 08-09, shown on the bottom of page 2, was $891,922 of savings in this bill prior to the amendment that was just acted on. The impact of that amendment would essentially be to move the K-12 provisions out of this bill, which had previously had a net impact of 12.785 in spending, and would leave 7.607 of savings in this bill. And so with those amounts, there will be a revised spreadsheet that will be posted on both websites, I assume, momentarily, that will change the net bottom line of this bill essentially to a budget improvement of $912,294 for this bill. Just to the individual articles are summarized in terms of their spending and revenue impacts. And then I would note on page, starting on line 57, are a series of the budget reserve changes. I think probably relative to the previous spreadsheets you've looked at before the committee, the one thing that is probably new to you is just how the health plan reserve recapture language is reflected on the spreadsheet on line 55 as being the $50 million package. There will actually end up being saved somewhat in fiscal 10, and the language that was adopted the other night has the backup of the general fund budget reserve filling in the difference between what can be saved in fiscal 09 and $50 million. So you see a $6 million temporary shift or shift in 09 from the budget reserve related to that provision, and then money going back into the budget reserve in fiscal 10.
Mr. Marks, anything you wish to add?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Questions on the part of conference committee members?
Representative Carlson?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, and I would move that House File 1812 be recommended to pass as amended by the conference committee.
Okay. Before we take the vote on that motion, you know, obviously we've worked hard on this and would hope the governor will consider signing this. Well, that remains to be seen. Depending on what happens, obviously there's a week left in the session. Depending on what the governor decides to do or not do, but we didn't get the chance the other day, and Representative Carlson and I agree that an effort like this obviously doesn't take place in a vacuum by ourselves, and Lynn and I have talked about this, but obviously a huge thanks for an effort like this to the staff, and whether it be, you know, the people around this table, our pages, Jeff and Don, obviously done all sorts of running around for us, Kim Babin from my staff, Joanna Dornfeld and Jane Geldman from our respective staffs. Lynn, I can't speak for yourself. I assume you don't go anywhere without Kathy Novak. I can't leave the room without Peter Watson over these last number of years. And, of course, without Bill Marks and Matt Mossman, we don't get anything done. And I'm not sure who's left from the fiscal staffs. We have Dave Jensen and Tom Bodern, not from our fiscal staff, but from Senate Counsel. I thought I saw John Walls here. I don't know. Obviously, Greg and Eric just left, so I don't know. I'm not sure if we have. I think all the fiscal analysts were here at some point, but they decided they had enough of us and have left. But
Mr. Chairman,
obviously, a tremendous effort.
I actually told some of them that their sections were done, and so they did leave. But,
smart.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank all the staff and the members of the conference committee as well. We've had a lot of people contributing to the effort, even some that we don't see, like the revisor's office. They'll be working here putting the final touches on the amendments and so on that we've completed. But both the House and Senate staff have been doing just a tremendous job. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
So, Senator Tomasoni.
There are a couple others here tonight. Carlin Doyle and Darlene Slovo were both here tonight. Mm. They've been around
okay.
all along also.
Chris Turner was here.
Chris, okay. I was looking around the room, and I'm not quite sure who all, you know, was here earlier and had left. But everybody on the fiscal staff, our individual staffs, and Senate Counsel and House Research have done a great job with an effort like this. So further discussion, questions, amendments. We have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us.
Mr. Chair, I can't remember because so much has happened. Do I have my low-pressure
pipe amendment in this bill?
I think so. Don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
One way or another. Okay, we have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further